for 33 years.
Well, that's pretty awesome. And just seeing the advancement in technology and things like that must be fun for you, right?
Oh, yeah. When we started out, we were using beta tapes and old VHS tapes. And now we've moved on to all digital.
Yeah.
So it's a complete change of what we were doing.
That's pretty cool. And you were telling me before the interview that you've had, you know, the opportunity to ride in submersibles to do your research, right?
Yes. Back in, I'm going to say 97, I got my first shot at going down in a one-person submersible.
Wow.
And I had to learn how to pilot it. And basically the piloting isn't as bad. It's the life-saving equipment that you need to learn. So how much oxygen comes in, because if some of the listeners don't know, if you have too much oxygen, you can get oxygen toxicity. So you have to keep your oxygen levels right. And then you have to keep your CO2 levels right, because you can pass out if CO2 gets too high. So just all these different things that you have to control when you're in that kind of environment. It's very similar to being in a spaceship. Mm-hmm. They have to do the same kind of oxygen controls and CO2 controls that we did.
Yeah, but I would imagine there's a lot of different sensors monitoring those levels. Is that correct?
Yes and no. I mean, there's a bunch, but it's not as much as you think. They try to get them as streamlined as possible. So there's usually redundant systems. So there's like two oxygen monitors, two CO2 monitors, multiple depth and other environmental sensors, so you know what's going on. Then you have the cameras so you can see externally. And then there's all the safety equipment. So there's ways to get the submarines up to the surface, like by dropping weights or dropping the battery packs, which are weights. So if there was an issue, you could not just drive it up to the surface, but you could drop these weights and then float up. So that way you can get up to the surface much faster and hopefully safely.
Yeah, and you don't have to, there's no timing that you have to wait to shoot to the surface, because it's, you're in a pressurized submersible, right?
Correct. You're basically like sitting here at our desks, we're at one atmosphere pressure. Mm-hmm. So you're generally that in the sub, though it goes up slightly because you bleed oxygen in a little bit, but it's negligible.
Okay. I was thinking about when you're talking about the one-man submersible, well, what's the training look like for that? I mean, if you're doing the training on a computer, getting in it for the first time must be pretty, quite a bit different, but pretty exhilarating, right?
It is. And our first training was in a 7-foot deep pool.
Okay.
So, you know, they put it in the pool and then you get in it and you go to the bottom and you do everything. And so you're completely underwater, but you're not very far. So if something happened, there are safety divers who would be able to jump in and open the hood, open it up. It would get the whole inside of the submersible wet, but you'd be safe.
Yeah. So the consequences don't seem quite as dramatic as when you're out there, right, in the open ocean.
Oh, right. I mean, I've been down to 400 and something meters, so about a quarter of a mile down. And yeah, that would be much more traumatic if something happened down there.
And that's so cool. And that must be pretty dark down there.
Yeah, it's interesting. If you're in the Monterey area, it's probably around 500 feet that it gets completely pitch black. And if you go down to Southern California, it's probably 700, 800 feet before it gets pitch black. So once you get to that level, doesn't really matter how much deeper you go, it's just going to be pitch black.
Okay. Is our water maybe not as clear because of the upwelling and of the nutrients? We have very nutrient-rich water, right, in the Monterey Bay?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. The canyon helps, too, in the Monterey area, because that shunts all that deep water, nutrient-rich water up to the surface, and then all the phytoplankton get it and starts that whole process.
Have you been